The Guardian.
In today's serialisation, Jonathan Powell writes of the secret links that lasted between 1973 and 1993 between the British government and the IRA. Pat Doherty, Vice President of Sinn Féin, can I ask you, was that secret link a helpful process?
Well, the lane or the link, as it was called, always existed. It was activated sometime during the hunger strikes. It obviously had been activated before that in the earlier negotiations with the British around the ceasefires of 74 or 75, and was activated again sometime, I think, in 1990. And so, on the premises that it is good to talk and that you have to talk at the end of the day to resolve issues, the existence of a link or a line obviously is a good thing.
I mean, do you think it served any purpose? Because obviously it started in 1973 and it wasn't really until 1994, obviously, we got the IRA ceasefire. There was quite a lot of war in between. Was there any point to it?
Well, I mean, I think the British always had the ridiculous notion that they were going to crush the Irish people, that they were going to crush the Republican movement. And that was never on the table if they had any understanding of the dynamics or of the demand or of the energy of any suppressed nation to resolve issues. Then they would have clearly understood that that wasn't going to happen. They might get temporary victories, but well, they were never going to get a permanent victory until things were talked out and that the core issues that creates the conflict in the first place were dealt with. So, I mean, you may say it wasn't terribly well used, three times in I don't know how many years, 20-odd years, but it was useful to be there when they decided, and ironically it was under Maggie Thatcher that the first contact was made. John Major then picked up on it and I suppose closed it down. I remember it was, at the time it happened, they had promised all types of dialogue in various venues ranging from Norway to Scotland to wherever, and then it didn't happen, and it seemed to us that he had lost his nerve. And then you had that phase of Paddy Mayhew denying that there even was contact, let alone an exchange of documents. And then all of that was proven to be untrue. So, yeah, to have a link is a useful thing.
As you said there, in March 1993, it obviously famously fell apart when Martin McGuinness, your Sinn Féin chief negotiator, is supposedly said to have sent a message saying the conflict is over and we need your help in ending it. Obviously, he would deny sending that message.
Well, I think it's been well and truly proved that he did not send that message, and that one of the intermediaries, which was a bit of a lesson for us when intermediaries get a wee bit beyond themselves and start interpreting or adding words to what was actually said. That's what happened in that case, and it also proved the point that, you know, intermediaries might be all right at a very, very early stage, but there's no substitute for face-to-face dialogue with the real thing.
Absolutely, yeah. But can I just ask you, in between the link being reactivated in 1991 and then it falling apart in 1993, there was some pretty serious dialogue going on. You mentioned about those foreign venues for talks, but I mean, I think I'm right in saying that the mountain climber, that was the former MI6 officer who was said to be the British person, actually talked, didn't he talk about how, he didn't say there will be United Ireland, but didn't he say the island will be as one?
Yeah, he used words like that, but I mean, you would expect that type of thing from British diplomats, I suppose, from any diplomats who are trying to move a situation forward. I mean, the island will be as one. That's going to happen, but not because of the British efforts, because of our efforts.
Pat Doherty, in his interview with The Guardian, Jonathan Powell said that his experience in Northern Ireland taught him that it's always good to talk, and he says that the West should now be talking to Al-Qaeda. Do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, I do. I think you have to talk. People don't involve themselves in a conflict, or particularly an armed conflict, just for the sake of it. There is some motivation, there is some issue behind any grouping of people who move in that direction. And if there is a real genuine concept to resolve the issues, then you have to talk.
But isn't there a complete difference between the violence being perpetrated by Al-Qaeda and the violence that we saw in Ireland during the Troubles? Now, obviously, you would not say that the IRA is a terrorist organisation. The British government would say that it was a terrorist organisation, but that the demands, whilst the methods of the IRA may have been unacceptable to the British government, their political demands were completely reasonable. They want a united Ireland. Al-Qaeda want to create a caliphate across large areas of Europe. That's not acceptable, is it?
Yeah, but I mean, if you you believe in what you stand for, and I'm talking now about so-called Western democracy in terms of Al-Qaeda, then why not speak with them? Are they going to, is Al-Qaeda going to destroy your arguments, or are your arguments going to be stronger than their argument? And see, the word terrorist is it's really a political description to try and put down your enemy. I mean, as far as I was concerned, most of the terrorists I seen around the north wore British uniforms. I mean, that's my perspective. The British government had a different perspective, and that was all almost propaganda words and to avoid dealing with the real issue. But that's where, if you like, Tony Blair's government made a difference. They decided to deal with the issue.
But isn't blowing yourself up on a London Underground tube train, sending planes into the Twin Towers in the United States, blowing up mosques in Iraq, isn't that at a level that is just so beyond anything we've seen before that you can't talk
about? Well, it's probably way outside our understanding. There's no doubt, because, I mean, for all our differences, we probably come up in the general broad Western, maybe Christian-dominated view of life. They come from an entirely different perspective. And I'm not saying that what they're doing is right, but I'm saying that if you want to resolve the issues, or if you want to get to the core of it, you have to talk.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.